we want to put the tree in the hole, make sure the hole's deep enough. If it's not, you can move it out with your hands, or we'll grab a shovel if they're kind of not so great holes. We're going to put the tree in the hole. And then I like to take all the soil from this backside and just shape it around, push it all around the tree, and then give it just one or two nice presses. It's really important to push the oxygen out of the soil so that the roots are all touching soil. And then the final step is to make these nice cups so that when we come and water them for the first time, they will all be getting water right to the roots. Good before you put the mulch in, but then the final step is going to be to take a little bit of wood chips, put it around the tree so that the wood chips protect the soil from and keep the moisture near the trees. And then we can just take a little bit from the bottom of the basin, roll it up on the side of the cup. Now our tree is planted and protected, although not as vertical as it could have been. But that's how we're doing it. So just kind of watch everybody and make sure it's all happening nicely. Kind of keep track of each other and just keep on planting. This is about 700 trees, and then we'll go and plant the final swell, another 700, and we'll be done for the day after we protect them. So thanks so much. Really, really appreciate the support and help. And just have at it.
That is Nick DiDomenico Jr., co-executive director of Drylands Agroecology Research and regenerative farmer and designer, providing instructions in how to properly plant a tree to a bunch of volunteers. At the Yellow Barn Farm, we spoke with a young owner. Allen's farm is a historically landmarked property just outside of downtown Boulder.
Hi, my name is Audrey Wyckoff. My family has owned the Allen's Farm / Yellow Barn Farm for the last 20 years. It was originally a horseback riding facility, and we are now converting it into a regenerative, sustainable farming community. We have been working with Drylands Agroecology Research, DAR, to really look at an entire regenerative design for this beautiful 100-acre property, really looking at how to implement silvopastures and intensive animal management in order to really bring the soil back to life. What we've really been learning over this course is that the easiest way to combat and actually reverse climate change is really regenerating the soil, because as the soil becomes healthier, it has the ability to pull carbon from the atmosphere and put it back into the soil to help bring trees to life. So this has been a massive endeavor, and we are currently out here for today, our carbon sequestration celebration. We've had over 200 people register for the event and come out to help us plant 3,500 trees this weekend, which is pretty fantastic. During this time, we are actually launching our compost initiative. So for food scrap pickup, we realized that we sent out a produce survey to all of Boulder County. About 200 people responded, and 50% of those people told us that they were currently not doing anything for food scrap or compost. So we're launching this program as a way to be able to reduce food waste. This is an awesome, valuable input for our pigs to consume as they are working through our market garden, so we can actually plant more veggies. And it's also an amazing revenue stream that allows us to offset the cost of producing food for the community.
That point that you just mentioned about composting is extremely important, because we many times put things in the compost we know now doesn't go anywhere. So if you can speak about that issue and how really you are turning the page.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that was the easiest point of entry for us to recognize that there was a massive outsource of these valuable inputs, this food waste that we are not really doing anything with right now, but it's something that farms really could use. Our hope for this composting initiative means that we can collect these food scraps and use this as kind of a micro business for these farms. If they have that as an input for feeding their livestock, as well as a supplementary income, it means that they do not necessarily have to produce food in order to sell it to sustain their farms. We're really trying to figure out ways that we can reduce the cost of producing food for the community, because this is something that everyone needs, and it really shouldn't be the way that farms have to sustain themselves. There's just not a lot of money that you can make from a head of cabbage, but we know that there are other ways that we can create supplementary income streams that allow us to help these budding businesses really flourish instead of really having to rely on very variable weather patterns and planting seasons and hoping everything works out for their CSAs. So it's been an awesome initiative. We had 150 buckets donated from Home Depot so that we could launch this program and get these buckets into as many hands as possible. We are doing the first 2 weeks of pickups totally free. And then it's just a subscription and that goes on a monthly basis. And this also allows us to give free shipping on any of the products that are locally produced, whether those are artisans or CSA shares, many little products that we have a bunch of amazing people producing in this community. And we want to be able to offer free shipping. So anyone who signs up for Compost can then get free shipping on all of these locally made products.
What do people need to do in order to sign in for Compost? Is it online or do they need to call you?
Perfect. Yeah, so composting is super easy to sign up for. You can visit our website at yellowbarn.farm/compost.
Since we have been celebrating the month of the earth, we have been listening to so many environmental activists telling us that this is the moment. If we don't wake up now, when?
I think everyone's really hearing the call, especially this last year with COVID, of everyone really having to be completely by yourself and isolated and feeling very much cut off from each other and the earth around us. I can say personally for me, I had been living in Boston for the last 5 years, really in this city, and had just really been feeling the call to come home to this land, to contribute in any way I can to really regenerate this beautiful property. And we're really trying to make this into a community accessible establishment where we're all out here. Everyone's really volunteering and putting their hands back in the earth and really contributing. And it's such a simple way for all of us to get involved to actually fight climate change, which feels like such an overwhelming task. And most people don't really know where to start. The easiest place to start is to come plant a tree, and you can do that very, very easily. You can visit us at yellowbarn.farm if you'd like to adopt a tree and support us that way, or if you'd like to physically come to the property, definitely feel free to contact us through our website. We would love to meet you.
You have a group of promotoras verdes today planting. How do you feel that this group of Latinas, Latinos are coming to your farm to put the hands in the soil today?
Creo que eso es el más importante. I think this is the most important thing, is that we absolutely need all hands on deck. And eventually we hope that as this community comes to life, we can actually supply them with the food that everyone would eat as they come help us with our projects. So we're very thankful.
Thank you so much. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo.